Not too long ago, I watched an investigative series on television that was studying how people reacted when hearing someone in need. The program secretly recorded the reactions of people in one room when they heard the sound of someone fall and moaning in pain coming from the room next door. Surprisingly, no one moved. No one went next door to see what was wrong or if they could help. They interviewed the participants later, and most explained that they didn't want to intrude and thought someone else would come along and care for the injured person. Have you ever ignored the warning signs and sounds of someone in need? Have you ever been the one hurting and not had anyone champion your care? Perhaps someone even closest to you. I know it can be so very emotionally painful, but I pray this meditation from Psalm chapter 68 will help you find the courage to be a champion to someone in your family that is hurting, and even forgive those that have not championed your own pain. So to begin your time of meditation, settle into this sacred sanctuary. Surrender your pride and concede to divine guidance. Notice your eyes beginning to move slowly from open through a soft gaze to finally resting closed. And notice your breathing. Start to become mindful of the healing care of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Ephesians chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting. And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us. Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting. Walk in love like Christ, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting. Spend a few moments now being mindful of needs around you. Encounter courage and experience the healing that God is offering. Who around you is in need? Seek the Holy Spirit to bring someone to mind that is hurting. Are there hurts that you are experiencing? Pain that is untreated or being ignored by those closest to you? It can be hard, but don't fight against these emotions. I realize they can be powerful. But for now, let the feelings rise to the surface. Note them for a moment. And release them into the hands of Jehovah Rapha, the healing God. Now turn your focus away from past forgotten hurts and center now on the present. Center on the courage to help others. Center on the courage, too, to ask for help whisper, Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting. Abide now in this peace and be centered by the peace and shalom of God. Center two on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Take one deep breath in through your nose. Hold for a moment. And slowly exhale it through your mouth. Repeat that cycle several times. Each quick inhale brings healing. Each slow, determined exhale releases hurt. As you inhale and exhale, meditate on the healing peace and shalom of God, becoming a champion to those hurting. Relax here for another moment, breathing and contemplating God's healing peace. Don't be surprised if your mind drifts to past pain. Just celebrate that reminder to center back on your breathing and silently whisper, Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting. Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 68, verse 5, from the Christian Standard Bible. Imagine King David giving you his personal reflection from this passage. My dear friend in the faith, I know all too well the hardships of setting your own needs aside to help others. But remember, imitate God in his holy dwelling, as a father of the fatherless and a champion of widows. What from the reading gave you the most joy? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this holy scripture. God in his holy dwelling is a father of the fatherless and a champion of widows. What emotions rose to the surface? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the English Standard Version. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exalt before him, Father of the fatherless, and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. What did you experience in this passage? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, don't feel the need to react to the passage. Just let it settle in a way that surpasses thoughts. Listen once again from the New American Standard Bible. A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What was God whispering to you? Who did the Holy Spirit bring to mind? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He is available to you, so take a minute now. Pause if you need more time. But appeal to him now in your way and in your words. Using your divine imagination and creativity for a moment, imagine yourself as a participant in that investigative report I mentioned earlier. You hear someone fall in the room next door. You hear moaning. How do you respond? Do you rush to care for this unseen stranger, or do you hesitate for a moment? Well, feel no judgment, but for this next minute, allow the Holy Spirit to knit on your heart the name of someone in your family who may be in silent pain. Ask for the insight and courage to be their champion. And the same courage to ask for help if you are the one in pain. Center on Jesus, who can heal all who are broken. Keep your eyes on Jesus as he brings shalom to you and those hurting in your family. Enter in closing, centered and mindful of God's peace, celebrating the joy, gladness, and reward for you in heaven, and surrendering your own motives to allow God to bring healing to your family conflicts, and in such a way that only He can receive the glory. And as you experience His divine peace, be aware too of someone you may meet along the way in need of healing. How might God use you to bring His healing to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember that even during times of hardship, to set your own needs aside, help others, and imitate God in His holy dwelling as a father of the fatherless and a champion of widows. May you know the care of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the cause of God now and always. And when you're ready, whether at sunrise or nightfall, or countless moments in between, whisper, "Lord God, help me be a champion to those hurting." Mindful of the healing offered by the Holy Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.